We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
WBUR Podcasts. Boston.
Amory Sievertson, we are here today, dearly beloved.
So formal. My last name.
Dearly beloved.
And everything.
We're here today to embark on a strange journey, and I hope that it will be an enjoyable one. But it's also like kind of a sad one, I think.
I was just going to say, you had me at strange journey, and then it turned sad so fast. And
well, it's not all sad. Some of it is wholesome. Some of it is strange. Some of it is a little not safe for work. And all of it is about Shaquille O'Neal.
It's the most heralded rookie in the NBA in quite some time. Number 32, Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm ready. Until you said Shaquille O'Neal, I was like, all of this just sounds like an Endless Thread episode. And now we're into sports territory, and I'm a little nervous, but okay.
What's your Shaq zone? Like, are you aware of Shaq? How
I'm
long
aware
have
of
you
Shaq.
Been aware of Shaq?
I've been aware of Shaq all my life, but he probably has a different time zone way up there. He has a different climate. I have no relation to Shaq other than... I actually do have a thought about Shaq, and that is that I think his eyes are a little sad.
I think that's true. And I think that's actually, in a way, that's where we should start, which is a recent Reddit post asking, what's up with Shaq saying he is all alone?
Oh, no.
Click on this first link for me.
Okay. This is from the Out of the Loop subreddit. What's up with Shaq saying he's all alone, living in his big mansion alone? What happened with Shaq? I thought he was a super nice guy. Why is he all alone?
This was one of many posts that popped off recently about Shaq living all alone in a 100,000 square foot house.
100,000 square feet? That is 100 times larger than the area I inhabit.
Okay, so click on this second link.
All right. This is from the Black People Twitter subreddit. This is a video quote tweeted by someone who says, I really hope Shaq is seeing a therapist. He sounds so regretful, so lonely. All right, here we go. I'm watching now.
You are going to retire?
Yes.
Accept it. Enjoy your family, brother.
Thank you.
I made a lot of dumb mistakes to where I lost my family and I didn't have anybody. That's not the case for you, so enjoy your beautiful wife, enjoy your beautiful kids, and never dwell on what we had. Yeah. What we had is what we got. You got the ring. People know who you are. Enjoy it. Because, again, I was an idiot, and I've talked about this a long time. Lost my whole family. Spent 100,000 square foot house by myself.
I know nothing about Shaq's personal life. What do you know? Do you already know what stupid things he's referring to that he may have done?
Well, we're going to get to it. But to really understand, I think, like, to figure out if Shaq is okay, I want us to go on the journey of Shaq, you know, not his full history, and certainly not the details of his NBA career, which neither of us know anything about.
He shot some hoops.
But I think, you know, Shaq is this person who is the exact right age, Amory, to have kind of straddled the pre-internet and the post-internet world of celebrity. I first became aware of Shaq as a player for the Orlando Magic. And what I remember is that Shaq was huge. Like, he's 7'1" tall. And that was his whole personality as an NBA player. He was big. And nobody in the NBA was really as big as him. So I want you to click the next link here.
Okay.
Describe what happened.
Shaq dunks a basket. The whole basket apparatus comes down onto the court. And he narrowly misses having this basket clock him over the head. Oh, God. Okay, there's another video. He shoots another basket, but just the basket itself comes down. The board stays up, but the bat... Oh, man.
This is not your, like, neighbor's, like, driveway basketball hoop, right? Like, these are legitimate, sturdy hoops. And Shaq was repeatedly and consistently shattering backboards, breaking basketball hoops. He was, like basically, like, eviscerating the focus point of the basketball court as an NBA player. So I think that, like, in a very real way, Shaq was, again, unlike anything that professional basketball had ever seen, and that made him pretty legendary pretty quick. And I think, like, again, that sort of, like, informed his perceived personality and his real personality on the basketball court. He was, like, sort of, like, a force of nature.
That's hard.
I think it is hard. Honestly, like, I think, you know, there was some, like, monsterism in the way that people thought of Shaq, right? But at the same time, he becomes this, like, sort of, like, legendary character in basketball in the 90s. And the 1990s was, you know, by many sort of accounts, again, this sort of, like, golden age of basketball. People think about that.
Yeah. Was he in Space Jam? I know Michael Jordan was the star.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal plays himself in the 1996 film Space Jam.
Excellent. Okay.
So he becomes this superstar. Shaq becomes this superstar. You know, even still today, there are posts on Reddit about people's, like, all-time, like, NBA fantasy teams. And, like, everyone has Shaq on their NBA fantasy team, even though, again, he's, like, it's a long time ago that Shaquille O'Neal played basketball now. So I want you to look at this Shaq as weaponized giant link.
Okay, the top comment says, Steve Kerr, I'm pretty sure he's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, has said when Steph moves on the court, he sucks in help defenders everywhere he goes. Shaq did that even off the court. He required every coach to carry an extra two bigs on the roster just to try to absorb the brutal contact from Shaq's frame. Shaq wrecked the entire rotation of every team he played against.
He's like planetary. He has his own gravitational force.
Yeah, he has his moons.
You know? He changes the way that the game is played and the way that rosters are built because of how just big and powerful he is.
Hmm.
So all of this, of course, like, contributes to Shaq becoming a superstar in the 90s. He gets a lot of nicknames in the 90s. O'Neal called himself the Big Aristotle and Hobo Master for his composure and insights during interviews. That's pretty cocky, we could say. He got a lot of nicknames, including Shaq, also the Diesel, which, by the way, is his DJ name, and he is currently a DJ.
I think I did know that one.
Shaq Fu, the Big Daddy, Superman, the Big Agave, the Big Cactus, the Big Shactus.
Oh, that's good.
The Big Galactus. Wilt Chambernese. The Big Barry Schnickov. The Real Deal. The Big Shamrock. I think that was maybe coined when he played on his last NBA team of all time, which would be the...
Guessing it's the Celtics.
The Celtics. The Big Leprechaun. Shakovic. And the Big Conductor. These are the nicknames of Shaq, according to Wikipedia, which, grain of salt. But he, you know, Shaquille O'Neal becomes this, like, really big deal. And this, you know.
Big deal O'Neal. There we go.
Well played, Amory Sievertson.
I knew it would come to
big
me.
Big deal O'Neal. The Big Deal O'Neal.
Yep.
Oh, man, we should add that. All right. So. You know, and this is really, this is in the 90s, of course. He's on MTV Cribs, he's like one of the most memorable episodes, I would say, of MTV Cribs, showing off his Orlando mansion. And it has a giant circular bed that he has made that's custom, and it has a Superman insignia on it. He, by the way, was in the Superman-related movie Steel, which is about a black Superman.
Cool.
He also gets incorporated to the NBA Jam video game. Did you ever play that game? Do you remember that game?
What do you think? You think I played any video games, and then you think I played a basketball-themed video game?
All right, that's fine. I understand.
Benjo, it's like you don't know me at all.
Now, all of this is really before the internet pops off in earnest, or maybe it's around the same time in the 90s. But Shaquille O'Neal on the internet has actually been a pretty different person. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute.
Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hi, I'm Willa Paskin, the host of Decoder Ring, Slate's podcast about cracking cultural mysteries. On Decoder Ring, we dive down rabbit holes and obsessively explore questions hiding in plain sight. Like, why has slow dancing gone out of style? And when did we all become obsessed with hydration? And where did the word mullet, you know, to describe a hairstyle, come from? That's Decoder Ring, named one of the best podcasts of 2023 by the New York Times. Listen to new episodes every 2 weeks and make sure to follow us so you never miss one.
Okay, so Amory, we're talking about Shaquille O'Neal. And so now I want to talk about Shaquille O'Neal on the internet.
Okay.
If you search for Shaquille O'Neal on Reddit, on the internet, you are going to come across discussion of Shaquille O'Neal in a sort of not safe for work way. So can you look at this first link? You don't even have to click on it, but you can sort of see what it is.
Okay. Well, yes, without clicking on it, I can see that the title of the post is "How big do you think Shaq's dick is?"
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Shaq was the first deepfake I ever saw. And what I mean by that is in the 90s, there was a photo of Shaq that traveled around the internet that I believe was a photoshopped photo of a porn star with Shaq's head photoshopped onto that porn star. Because, you know, when you are a celebrity, you're going to get potentially objectified in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaquille O'Neal, as a very large celebrity, of course, his manhood ends up getting discussed. And I think that's, you know, it's just, I guess it's just part of his internet history. But what's interesting is Shaquille O'Neal's personality on the internet, the way that the internet discusses Shaq, is actually the opposite of this, most of it, which is that Shaq on the internet is wholesome. So let's look at some of the ways in which the internet talks about Shaquille O'Neal today.
I noticed that every time I'd go to a business meeting, The guys who I were doing deals with would be like, "Hello, Shaq, how are you doing?" And then they would turn away and look at my lawyers and my accountants and all those guys. So I said, "Oh, you guys don't think I'm in charge. You guys don't think I understand the lingo." So I went and got my master's, University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix is an online program mostly, but I went to the head officials and said, "I don't want to do it online. I want somebody to teach me in a class." And they came back and said, "Unfortunately, We can't set up a classroom for one guy. You need 15 people. So I paid for 15 of my friends to get their masters.
Wow. That's a Shaq fact.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, right? And by the way, Shaq has his doctorate in education.
Damn.
Here's another thing that has like kept Shaq in the conversation on the internet for a long time, which is that Shaq is the subject of a Mandela effect.
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember what the myth was.
There's a movie that a lot of people on the internet think exists called Shazam.
That's right.
which supposedly stars the comedian Sinbad.
Uh-huh.
And that movie does not exist.
Uh-huh.
In this movie, Shazam, starring the actor and comedian Sinbad, he plays a genie. But in the real world, there is a movie called Kazam, and that is a movie that stars Shaq.
Shaq, okay.
So we could call this large act of collective low-key racism of people just like thinking that famous black people look alike. I don't know exactly where this comes from.
Oh my God, come on, people.
But again, really, you know, the internet often sort of adds a layer of like darkness and edge to celebrity. With Shaq, it's sort of been the opposite. He
yeah.
has become this person that people talk about as being really cool and like heartwarming and wholesome. So take a look at this next one. This made me smile.
Okay, the subject is a young fan is escorted away by security after giving Shaq a hug. After realizing what happened, Shaq called him back over.
So there's this like kid who's tiny, you know, like
he's
again,
in a LeBron
in relation
James
to Shaq,
jersey.
Uh-huh. He's in a LeBron jersey, a Lakers jersey. And he just like sneaks somehow like gets past security because he's so short. And he goes up and hugs Shaq's leg, like barely reaching Shaq's knee, right? This kid comes up and hugs his leg. And Shaq's back is turned to him, and then security like whisks the kid away, and Shaq realizes what happened, and he's like, no, man, bring that kid back over, and he like the kid comes back over, and they take a photo together.
I mean, I think doing anything other than that would have been pretty terrible, but yes, it is.
Yes.
It's always sweet when someone of celebrity is like, hey, man, you're a person, I'm a person.
There's another really viral story that gets reposted on Reddit and elsewhere of Shaq seeing a kid looking at a bike in Walmart and basically buying that bike for the kid. But it's from a documentary TV show, like a web series, I think, maybe. So whether you believe Shaq is truly wholesome or truly kind or truly impressive or not, the way that the internet discusses this is that, wow, Shaq is, he's such a good guy.
What's also interesting about this little kid, though, is because he's wearing a LeBron James jersey, and he is so very small, this is not a kid who grew up watching Shaq play. So there's something to be
yes,
said about that,
that's
too,
right.
and the internet perpetuating the majesty of Shaq. That's a good word
exactly.
for him. The majesty.
Your Shaqisty. That's we can add
his
that
to Shaqisty.
That.
I like that.
His Shaqisty.
It's not like perfect, but it's good enough. Okay. Now I'm supposed to watch the next one?
Yeah.
I go to McDonald's and order food for me and my fat friends, and the kids bring it out, give them a $200 tip. I'm not about to go in there and cook it and do that. You doing that for me? Appreciate you, big homie. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what we need more in this world. Like we got too much. Hey, I got this, I got that. Nah, that ain't me. So when you see Shaq, you're going to see him by himself. You ain't going to be in no entourage. You're not going to be disrespectful. You ain't going to be throwing people around. When I go to a restaurant with my boys, they're amazed that I don't skip the line. Hey, man, go to the front. No, man, I'm not skipping that lady. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I know I'm the Shaq and I can eat free. I can't do it. Because remember, these people right here make this world go around, not me. But it's my job to entertain them. And then when they pay, that's how I get paid. Mm-hmm. So it's all a certain ecosystem that can never be broken. A lot of people break it. So when you turn your back on them, then they get all sour and get all sad. But you got to protect the people that make you here. So.
I am always really shocked when I hear stories of what famous people think they can do and are owed and should be allowed to do. And so that really hits. It's just we need more celebrities taking the Shaq approach of just, I'm not, we have, you and I have different jobs and I'm not better than you.
Yeah. And I think Shaq does seem to embody that. I mean, look, he's like, you know, he is talking about himself there and like bragging about himself giving a $200 tip to somebody who works at McDonald's.
And yeah,
there are probably ways in which Shaq could contribute to society that are better than that.
Right.
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 But at the same time, you see him like doing this kind of like self-reflection about like what his place is in the world and like how to act right and how not to act right.
So that all makes sense. But we started this with him talking about being alone and losing his whole family because of stupid things that he had done. He says, I was an idiot. There must be something not wholesome.
You know, the story behind Shaq living alone in a mansion is that, you know, he had a very acrimonious divorce from his wife. You know, depending on where you get your news sources, he cheated on his wife repeatedly. She ended up supposedly also cheating on him. And this basically like exploded their family. This is a quote from one of the articles from Shaq. When I lost those, I was all the way down. Sometimes I'm still all the way down, especially when I was in my house in Orlando, which is 70,000 square feet. His house has apparently gotten bigger in Orlando. I was in there by myself, nobody. Like, I built a house for the kids, gym, game room, pool house, guest house for the mom and all that. When I lost all that by being stupid, it killed me.
He's really not in touch at all with his children as a result of this divorce?
So the divorce happened back in 2011. And in 2022, Shaq talked about how he missed a lot of milestones with their kids, but that they have reconnected. So he did, as he described it at the time, return to having the privilege of receiving joy. But he said that if, you know, he didn't reconnect with his kids, he'd have never found joy again. And this is not an unfamiliar experience for celebrities, right? Their families often break up. So like Shaq is, he's both things or he's neither thing, right? Like he's not what the pre-internet sort of celebrity machine made him out to be. He's more thoughtful and reflective than that as a full-fledged adult. But he's also not the perfectly wholesome kind, just like only good in the world person that the internet seems to want him to be either.
The internet has made us, it's given us so much more access to the celebrities that we are interested in. And so it's so much easier to watch them. It's so much easier to catch them in the act of doing something really beautiful. And it's so much easier to catch them in the act of doing something that we might take issue with. And the mistake that we all make is that we think that we can put people in this like, oh yeah, Shaq's a good guy, or like Shaq's a bad guy. We do kind of define a person by one thing that they've done, and they should absolutely be held accountable for those actions. But we also throw out, when we do that, we not only throw out anything good that they may have done, but we throw out the chance for them to redeem themselves or to show the other sides of themselves. So with Shaq just kind of owning it all, and maybe there's more that he hasn't owned, so I don't want to say great job, Shaq, necessarily, but with him at least owning some of the things that he's not proud of, he has allowed himself to be more multidimensional in a way that I hope that we can all be, that celebrities will allow themselves to be online, and that we will all come to celebrities online knowing that they're a whole person that shouldn't be put on a pedestal, neither should they be dragged down for a mistake that they're owning.
So Shaq has a phone number on his Instagram that says you can text me if you want to text me.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I think we should text Shaq and see if he texts us back.
Okay.
Which of his many nicknames should we use? Hey, Shaq. Should we keep it simple and just say, hey, Shaq?
Yeah, we should tell him that we have a new nickname for him, too. Like, hey, Shaq, we know you're a man of many nicknames. We we have a new one we'd like to propose.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I feel like we should maybe amend it, because before we said Big Deal O'Neill, but now we should say like the Real Deal O'Neill.
Okay, so hey, Shaq, it's Ben and Amory from the podcast Endless Thread.
Phew, you got that part right.
We just made an episode about your life.
That sounds very grand. I think it's more like the internet has captured some of your multitudes.
Yes. And the internet. Okay. Hey, Shaq, it's Ben and Emery from the podcast Endless Thread. Our show is about our online and offline selves. We just made an episode about you and your reputation on the internet and how the internet has captured more of your multitudes as a person than the pre-internet celebrity media machine allowed you to be.
What's our ask for him? Is he okay? That's our ask.
We also want to know, are you doing okay? We heard you were lonely.
Yeah, we'd love to talk and hear whatever's on your mind and what you might want people to know about you.
Also, we know you're a man of many nicknames, and we have a new one we'd like to propose. The Real Deal O'Neill. Your maybe internet pals.
I'd say your maybe future pals.
Future pals, Amory and Ben. Okay. All right. I'm going to hit send.
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Endless Thread is a production of WBUR in Boston. This episode was produced by me and Dean Russell, mostly Dean to be honest. It was co-hosted by me and Amory Sievertson, sound designed by Emily Jankowski. If you want to hear more of that deep, deep voice of the Real Deal O'Neill, check out The Big Podcast with Shaq on YouTube. And Shaq, text us back, man. Come on the show. Let's talk about our feelings. Dear listeners, including Shaq, send us your Shaq thoughts and memories. Endlessthread at WBUR.org. Speaking of which, big shouts this week to Heather D. in Ohio, who probably has some great nicknames as well. She heard us ask for sousaphone shots in our Music Man episode and sent us a whole bevy of photos of her son, Maddie Travis, who rocks the tuba and the sousaphone and even the contrabass bugle. The kid's got pipes. And wait, is this literally another woman named Heather D emailing us sousaphone shots? Yes, it is not ChatGPT. It is Heather Doucette and her son Charlie in the marching band in Connecticut. What is going on? Yes, it is real. We have the photos to prove it. Heathers, you should get together and your sons should form a sousaphone band. Probably. Let us know if you want us to make that happen. Endless Thread is a show about the blurred lines between online communities and a basketball backboard smashed with a sousaphone by Shaq. We'll see you next week.